time to kick off the Tuesday show, get our local view from the fine columnist for the Register Guard. Find his work on the cover of the Register Guard sports section online, registerguard.com. On Twitter, the handle Austin Meek. RG, Austin, how you doing today?
Hello, Steve. I'm doing good. How are you?
Just peachy keen. So last week you told me your wife suggested turning on the Winter Olympics, and you said, well, if you'd like me to fall asleep on the couch, that's a great idea. But over the weekend, they started showing the Cactus and Grapefruit League games. Any level engagement watching maybe some spring training?
No. Keep trying, though. You're going to find something I'm interested in eventually. One of these days, you're going to hit on one. You know what? Actually, I kind of poo-pooed the Olympics last week. I just started to get into it as it ended, I think. The last couple nights, I turned it on. I was like, oh, I'm kind of into this. And then, of course, it was over. So give me another 4 years, and maybe I'll be ready for it.
Was it like the hockey final, or was it something along? Because I'm kind of a geek, because I go back a long time to the women's figure skating. Singles final has kind of a great tradition to it. Any of the boarding sports? Was there anything that caught your fancy?
No, curling. Curling kind of sucked me in. Any sport where it looks like you got five guys together at the bar and they became international athletes, that appeals to me. There's a certain accessibility with the curlers. I can relate to them. I look at them and think, you know, those are just regular beer-drinking guys that got together and made a curling team, and now they have a gold medal. So I kind of enjoyed that.
All right, and it is an unbelievable story. So, you know, I went on the Guard site, and some your most recent articles, the Feds investigating college basketball, how fans might take a moment before they take too much joy in Arizona's misery, the story about Vin Lanana, USA Track and Field. So as a columnist that, you know, from your generation, has it just become commonplace that it seems like the off-field stories are as prominent as the games and the coaches and the players we follow?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that the games have been overshadowed by that. But I do think the off-field stuff has become a bigger part of sports coverage than it used to be. I don't know that it's a good or a bad thing. I think in general, people have just become a little more sophisticated about how they think about things, and it's possible to enjoy the games and enjoy sports while still having opinions and wanting to know about what's happening off the field too. It certainly has seemed like, and you accurately noted this, that we've had a run of headlines recently where criminal justice was a big part of it. I'm not an expert on criminal justice. It kind of seems like you need to be to understand some of the stuff that's going on in sports. I think it's just kind of coincidence that all of this is coming out at once. But it has been kind of weird to see so many big sports stories that involve the FBI.
We're talking with Austin Meek of the Register Guard. So the Sunday article, which was incredibly poignant because in the world of rivals and, you know, the cutthroat nature of high-level sports, there's a tendency to, you know, go a little schadenfreude, a little joy in the misery of others. But as you wrote in this day and age, you're saying, you know, don't jump on your high horse just quite yet.
Yeah, I think for Oregon specifically, as it pertains to Arizona, you know, Arizona has been the program that really has been out front of Pac-12 basketball for the last decade or so, if not longer. Dana Altman has said many times that he looks at Arizona as the standard for Pac-12 basketball, that the team that Oregon's been chasing. They go head-to-head in recruiting a lot. So as an Oregon fan, there's probably a natural inclination to see what's happening at Arizona and see that as an opportunity. But I would caution a little bit with that. You know, karma, as they say, you know what the saying is, it can bite you. And if any Oregon fans are celebrating what's happening at Arizona, I would just say, we haven't heard the end of this. There's going to be more. And not just at Arizona. There's going to be more schools pulled into this. We haven't seen anything that would implicate Oregon at this time. But I think we all should just kind of wait and see and be glad that it's not your school, but keep in mind that it easily could be.
Yeah, tomorrow's another day, and who knows what the heck it brings. We've chatted briefly. You touched on it in that Sunday piece. You know, you see the feds involved chasing down coaches, agents, or sneaker people, and you see this from multiple angles. You know, it's illegal. But like you said, what are some of the reasons that you just have conflicting issues on their involvement?
Yeah, you know, as I said, I'm not an expert on any of these issues. I don't know what the statutes say. I think you probably need an attorney to really parse the language of what's legal and what's illegal and what's just maybe a violation of NCAA rules, which are not laws. They're rules created by the NCAA, which is not a government entity. So you get pretty far down in the weeds trying to figure out, you know, what really is under the jurisdiction of the federal authorities. If this investigation leads to a cleaner game, if it weeds out some legitimate criminals who are taking advantage of athletes, I think that's a good thing. But I do have some qualms with the idea that the FBI would just be acting as an enforcer for NCAA rules, which the NCAA itself clearly can't enforce. I just want to see where it goes. You know, if it ends up that this exposes the fact that NCAA rules are outdated and that they don't work anymore, and it leads to some real change where players are allowed to profit more from their own abilities, I think that'll be a great thing. If it goes the other direction and it serves to reinforce the NCAA's hold on college sports and the concept of amateurism, which I think is an idea that's past its expiration date, but if this investigation ends up reinforcing that and the FBI essentially comes in and cleans things up and gives it back to the NCAA to screw it up again, I don't think that'll be a good thing.
So let's actually talk about the meaning of the on-court action. I guess, you know, when you see DeAndre Ayton play like that, you're like, 100 grand? That's kind of a bargain. But
no joke.
Oregon got the win, and lo and behold, they could win two more this week, climb the Pac-12 standings. They got the league tournament. How would you evaluate their, I guess, always evolving chances at maybe securing an at-large bid?
I think it's still a real long shot. You know, sometimes you get so focused on one team, or I get so focused on one team, that you don't really see the bigger picture. But there's a bunch of teams that think they're on the bubble and probably have better cases for it than Oregon does. So it's not just in a vacuum, you know, like, okay, if Oregon gets 11 Pac-12 wins and gets two in the Pac-12 tournament, you know, you got to look at the whole picture, too. And it just everything I see right now says Oregon's still not even really on that bubble. So they've got a ton of work to do. Obviously, they had to beat Arizona to even think about it, so that was necessary. But there's a lot more steps in there. They have to beat the two Washington schools this week.
Yep.
They have to win some games in Las Vegas. There's just a lot of things that they have to do to even be in the position to think about it on Selection Sunday.
Yeah, I think if they sweep, then they maybe get in the conversation of second four out or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking Oregon Hoops with Austin Meek. So a general question, you know, before Altman and his staff arrived, they'd never won a tournament game in even back-to-back seasons, never made three straight, and now we're on this unbelievable run, Final Four last year. So if they end up with 20-plus regular season wins and end up in the NIT, and that's their transitional year, I mean, if you're looking at the big picture, that's pretty strong down year, isn't it?
I would say it's, you know, it's acceptable. it's mildly disappointing. You know, it certainly is not something that it's time to panic and freak out, because they, you know, if they missed the tournament for the first time in 6 years, I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, you know, Dana Altman can't coach anymore, he's lost his touch. I don't think anybody's going to be saying that. But Yeah, I was trying to think, where were they picked? Do you remember where they were picked in the preseason? Was it third or fourth in the Pac-12?
You know, I don't remember that. We'll figure it out.
I think it may have been fourth. So, you know, they could finish anywhere right now from third to seventh. So we'll have to see, you know, we'll have to see where it ends up. But it looks like they're probably going to finish a little below where they were picked in the Pac-12. And, you know, that's opposite of what their pattern has been. Now, they were on some incredible streak where they had finished higher in the Pac-12 than they were picked for like 5 or 6 years in a row or longer even. So if they finish lower than where they were picked, I think you have to say, hey, it wasn't a great year, but by no means is it a total disaster.
That it went Arizona, USC, UCLA, then Oregon. So they were fourth. Yeah, there you go.
That's what I was thinking.
Your colleague, Ryan Thorburn, who does such a great job covering the women's program beyond last year's run, when you look and see some really outstanding teams, UCLA, USC, the Blue Blood, Stanford. But before we get too big picture and where they're going, you know, they had good big expectations coming in. Can we just acknowledge what an accomplishment it is to win this conference outright?
Yes, I'm of the opinion that conference championships are one of the most undervalued accomplishments in college sports because fans are always focused on the postseason. In basketball, it's the Final Four, it's the NCAA tournament. That's what drives so much of the conversation. But it's hard to win your conference championship. Oregon went 16-2 in the Pac-12, so that's 18 games. You got to bring it 18 times. To win 16 of those in a good conference, to me, is even more impressive in some ways than winning three games in the NCAA tournament. Now, Final Four and national championships is still going to be the ultimate. It's what drives the conversation in college sports, in college basketball. But to me, conference championships are one of those things that when you win one, nobody can take it away. It means that over the course of the whole season, you were the best team in your league, and I think that really counts for something.
I have a feeling your buddies from Lawrence would concur with that.
You know, maybe I say that because I was drinking the Bill Self Kool-Aid all those years, because that was a thing he would always say, which, you know, for him, there was kind of the underlying factor of Kansas has won the Big 12 now 14 years in a row, which is just
it's crazy.
Absurd.
Right.
It's insane. It should never happen, but they have. In that span, they haven't had a ton of success in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, Self occasionally gets some grief for that, and he points to the fact that everybody gets so focused on what happens in the tournament and forgets about what happens in the regular season. So maybe I heard that so many times that I've just adopted it now as my own opinion.
Yeah, well, having the 08 title also helps.
It's nice to have that in your back pocket.
I want to wrap with the Wednesday story. USA Track and Field, Tracktown USA, Vin Lenana, Justice Department investigation. It just seems like there are so many tentacles here. So let's try this. You wrote that many of these folks need to get on the same page. And so you made attempts to contact Tracktown USA. And I'm kind of curious, you make that call, and what path did that lead you down?
Well, it was certainly off the beaten path, I guess you could say. There were a lot of channels to go through to try to track down information when that story was coming out about Vin Lenana and the situation with USA Track and Field. And, you know, again, we're back to talking about, you know, the FBI having its nose in the sporting world. I think, again, you probably sense that I'm kind of conflicted about it.
Absolutely.
On the one hand, I feel like it is a big deal when you've got the United States Department of Justice coming to town and trying to get answers about something. I do think that is a big deal. But I also think it's important to not just leap to the conclusion that where there's smoke, there's fire. And because the feds are interested in this, then it means that there's some really heinous crime here that's going to be exposed. I don't know. I don't know where any of this is going to lead. I think it's a big deal now, and I think it's a story, But I think it's quite possible that by the end of it, it won't be a big deal. The resolution of it may not be a big deal. There may be absolutely nothing here that affects Tracktown USA when all is said and done. At this point, we just don't know.
Well, that's the story of my life. I just don't know. He is Austin Meek, registerguard.com. You could actually pick up the paper and support our local newspaper. On Twitter, it's at Austin Meek RG. Are you making the trip for the women? Are you going anywhere? Or are you in town during this kind of interesting week of college hoops?
You know what? I'm actually double-dipping this weekend. I'm going to go up to Seattle and hit the men's game on Saturday, and then I assume the women will be playing Saturday night and quite possibly on Sunday, so I will catch them as well.
Oh, cool. Well, travel safe. Enjoy. Always appreciate you getting our Tuesday off and started, and we'll catch up with you next week, Austin.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
All right, take care.